Today's our noble lineage will be presented in Hebrew and English with subtitles in Arabic, Awlaksiz or Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Hebrew, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai. שלום צופים יקרים וברוכים הבאים לחלק השני והסופי של תוכניתנו באמירים מושב צמחוני וטבעוני בגליל בישראל. כפר מיוחד הוקם בשנת 1950 עם קבוצה של אוהבי טבע אשר התמקמו על מקום חשוף והררי, תוך שהם ממקמים את מגוריהם בבניינים קטנים. במשך שנים ארוכות של עבודה קשה, סבלנות והשקעה רבה, הם הביאו את אמירים למצבה הנוכחי. עקרונות אבן הפינה אשר אמירים הוקמה עליהם כוללים צמחונות ואורח חיים אורגני.
The trees are a natural forest that we didn't cut. We try to keep the nature as it is as much as possible, and we teach our children this lifestyle, and we do a lot of recycling, a lot of archaeological activities, and I think that's special because many villages are not like that. Usually you hear about villages in Israel that have chickens or cows. They grow their vegetables or fruits with chemicals, and this is not the way we see it. So this makes us special. And besides, it's a very nice community. People are very kind and helping, and when somebody is in trouble, they're all helping and volunteering and do a lot of things together, like community holidays and doing things for the children and things like that. So it's a very nice place to live in.
הרבה אנשים לומדים לראשונה על אמירים מאתר האינטרנט www.amirim.com, שתורגם לאנגלית, צרפתית, רוסית, ספרדית וערבית.
They're curious about it. They talk to us and they come to Amirim. They stay here for a while, sometimes just for a couple of days, sometimes more, and they come with their families and they talk to us. They learn about it from our point of view. They walk in our garden. They eat in the vegan restaurants here. They go to all kind of treatments and healthy spa and learn about this lifestyle, and they have a lot of questions. We're happy to explain, and some people call us after a few months and they say, listen, you changed my life. And I said, well, I didn't change it, you changed it. I just, you know, maybe opened your mind to it, that's all. But people think that we changed their lives, yes.
המבקרים לא רק נהנים מהיופי והרוגע כאן, אלא הם גם לומדים על אורח החיים האורגני הטבעוני.
We have many kinds of guests. Some guests come just for vacation. They come and they like their place because of the beauty and the quiet surroundings and the relaxation. Some people come for the vegan lifestyle and they want to learn. So that's the more interesting for us, because they talk to us and they ask questions and they learn, and they're happy to get ideas and all kind of ways of cooking, or how to eat this and what to eat in dinner, or how to keep healthy.
דוקטור גדעון רון, שהוא רופא לדיקור, מעניק טיפולים הוליסטיים למטופלים שלו ומספר להם על הסיבות הבסיסיות למחלות שלהם.
People approach me in my clinics, you know, looking for health. So I treat them with acupuncture and I teach them. We don't forget that doctor in Latin means teacher. And a doctor is supposed to teach not just what to eat, but how many hours to sleep at night, and positive thinking, and proper breathing and movement, exercise. So everything is to do with our health. Human being not supposed to eat meat, not supposed to eat cheese, not supposed to eat fish. We are frugivores. Our digestive tract is very, very long. The carnivores have digestive tract very short, 1.5 times of their body length. We have 5 times more our body length. So it's different. We're not supposed to eat meat.
דוקטור גדעון רון ודוקטור ענווה אונבר מסבירים שמזונות צמחיים מספקים מקור הרבה יותר בריא של חומרים מזינים מאשר מוצרי בשר וחלב.
There are so many people who have cholesterol problems, and eggs are filled with cholesterol. And the idea is to tell them about dairy products, for instance, that they shouldn't be worried about lack of calcium, because there are better calcium in tofu, or in tahini, sesame seeds, or almonds. And they won't have shortage of protein, because you have lentils, great, the proteins, and almonds again, and hummus, chickpeas. The trouble is too much food nowadays, not lacking of food. People take vitamins as if there's shortage of vitamins. There's no shortage of vitamins. They should avoid food which rob the body of its vitamins. Smoking rob about 75% of our vitamin C. Or dairy products rob the bones out of calcium. Because if it's phosphorus, they have a lot of phosphorus, you know, in the dairy products. Or chocolate, rub the body of its iron. So the idea is what to eat and what not to eat.
What about alcohol?
Alcohol is rotten food. If you smell some grapes that fell under the wine, you know, after a week or so, it smells of alcohol. It's rotten. Rotting the molecule of glucose make it alcoholistic. Why not suppose?
So how does it...
The idea is to let them understand that they'll be happier and healthier if the surrounding will be happier and healthier.
Many of my friends and guests stopped eating milk, especially if they have all these coughing and mucus, all these breathing problems and pneumonia. If you stop eating milk, you don't have these breathing problems anymore. Especially with children, you can see that. Hear from mothers that their children are sleeping better and they don't cough so much and they don't have running noses since they stopped milk. So vegan life is really a healthier way of lifestyle, of course. And many people ask, where do we get the protein? You know, how do you build muscles? And you can see our family, they're not too thin, they're very strong people, very healthy, and my husband is very athletic also, and he's big and he's tall and strong, and he eats fruits and vegetables, nuts, greens, lentils, and he's fine.
My vision is the entire world, we realize that it's not right, neither morally and obviously not health-wise and ecologically, to slaughter people, to raise so many cows and whatever. The world nowadays, it's not so nice, because people haven't realized yet that it's actually right to be vegan. But they will, slowly but surely, I hope not too late.
בעלה של דוקטור ענווה אונבר, מר נתן אורבר, הוא ארכיטקט שמתמחה בבנייה ידידותית לסביבה, כגון עיצוב סולרי פסיבי, ובניית בתים מוגנים לסביבת אקלים חמה. עם העיצוב האקולוגי של הבתים והמירים, לא צריך מזגן, אפילו במזג אוויר חם.
In winter time you can use the sun to heat your house rather than mechanical devices. And you design the house like where the living room and the bedrooms and where people stay, it's to the south, and kitchen and storage are to the north. Okay, in a country like Israel, you have to think about the summer. Like if you build in Israel a building with a lot of glazing all around, in Tel Aviv or in Haifa, it's very problematic. A lot of solar radiation comes in, and then you have to use a lot of air condition to get rid of it. But if you design it in to the right direction, that you can use the wind, the natural breeze, the good orientation of south, that you can shade the windows, and design good mass, so the building will have a thermal mass inside, then according to the bioclimatic principles, you have a well-designed buildings that consume much less energy compared to the conventional houses. If you go to houses, even in our villages, the old buildings with a lot of stone and massive walls and good orientation, good insulation, even if you don't have air condition, summer and winter, you can live in the house with no problem. Like this floor, for example, we never use air condition. I have it over there, never being used. Not for heating, not for cooling. We don't need it.
בכפר הטבעוני הטהור הזה, המקורות הטבעיים נשמרים עד כמה שאפשר. למשל, מהמים של הג'קוזי משתמשים להשקות את הצמחים בגינה.
We feel that it's getting warmer and warmer, and we need to pay attention to a lot of aspects of energy conservation.
דוקטור ענווה אונבר גם הראתה לנו את מרכז המחזור של אמירים.
We recycle everything, newspaper, all kind of papers, all kind of books, old books, all kind of cardboard, and everything, and there's bottles here too and cardboards. So we recycle everything. And we have there for plastic bottles, glass and tin, how do you call it? tin drink containers, and here the plastic, also plastic containers.
דוקטור ענווה אונבר הראתה לנו את הבית היפה של נכדתה, שנבנה פשוט מבוץ.
She took mud and straw, and we helped her sometimes, you know, with our feet, doing the mud with the straw like this, and then she takes it with her hands, and we just build layer after layer from the beginning till the end, and it's all by hand. It's very cool in the summer, very warm during the winter. She doesn't have electricity, and she uses candles if she wants, and she has batteries on her computer that she comes to have some time to recharge it at home. It's very ecological. It's all from material that were found here in nature.
גם פגשנו זוג צעיר נפלא שחי באמירים מזה שנים רבות, והם צמחוניים מזה 55 שנים.
Hello. These are our young couple. Ephraim is 89 years old and Margalit is 87 years old, and they're very happy marriage, and they're vegan and healthy and very alert and very educated. He believes, just like I do, that if you're a vegetarian and you don't kill animals and you don't use animals, then you don't kill people. So vegetarian people never will have war. So if people of the whole world will be vegetarian or vegan, it will be peaceful for the whole world.
I hope the peace יגיע לכל העולם.
I hope peace will be all over the world. That's her prayer for hope.
זה מסכם את תוכניתנו על הכפר המיוחד הצמחוני של אמירים. תודתנו מכל הלב לכל התושבים של אמירים, על ששיתפו עם העולם על נווה מדבר זה של שלום, יופי ואהבה, הממוקם סמוך לים כנרת בישראל.
My name is Dr. Gideon Ron from Amirim, Israel. I'm a vegan, and I'm asking you, be veg, go green, to save the planet.
למידע נוסף על הכפר הצמחוני המדהים של אמירים, אנא בקרו באתר www.amirim.com. תודה לכם, צופים מבורכים, על שהייתם במסע עמנו לישראל, בשושלת היחסין האצילית שלנו. בבקשה, היו מכוונים לטלוויזיית Supreme Master, אבן מאסטר ותלמידים. הלוואי וההרמוניה וההבנה יהיו שיח הזהב אשר עובר כחוט השני באנושות שלנו. Thank you, blessed viewers, for journeying with us to Israel on our noble lineage. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Between Master and Disciple. May harmony and understanding be the golden threads that weave our humanity.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NL